This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect this afternoon. It's Ask the Expert time with John Chitwood from Southern Boulevard Automotive out in Rio Rancho. Their address is 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast. Pretty easy to remember, Southern Boulevard Automotive, John. Creative naming. Right? Hey, John's in studio this afternoon. If you'd like to call John to ask him a question about your vehicle and possible repairs it may need, give us a call at 505-338-5790. That's 338-5790 to talk to John Chitwood. And let's start, John, with kind of what we've done the last couple times we've got together. What are the general maintenance items that we should all be taking care of each year on our vehicles?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, you're looking at fluids. Fluids make the vehicle run. Mm-hmm. Just like your body, no fluids, no life.
No run.
And no run, yeah, exactly. You know, so, I mean, oil changes are imperative, okay? And we've talked about that.
Yes.
You know, we've talked about that many times where...
And you recommend every 3,000 miles.
Correct.
Okay.
Three to four max.
Okay.
I mean, because I've pushed mine, I use synthetic.
Okay.
And I've pushed mine to, you know, 4,000, 4,500. And when I'm pulling it out, I see how black it is. And all that's telling me is the viscosity, the actual, you know, the chemical makeup that helps it lubricate or makes it lubricate is breaking down.
Right.
So when that goes away, I don't care what you have in there. If it's not lubricating, it's not doing its job.
Okay.
So fluids, you know, engine oil changes are, you know, prominent. The transmission fluids, generally speaking, depending on which one you have. Now, when it was, it's generally recommended every 30,000 miles to do your transmission fluid.
Okay.
Okay. Manual transmissions are even higher than that because they just don't have that much heat behind it where the fluids are going to break down at all. But a lot of your transmission fluids also are synthetic, so they last longer as well. So transmissions, you know, you go by the manual on that, and you generally don't have any problems. What we see, though, is people will come in, and they'll say, I need a transmission flush. And they've got 113,000 miles, let's say, on it. You pull the dipstick, and the fluid's black. And I put the stick back in. I go, I can't do that. Because what it'll end up happening is I'll flush the transmission, it'll wash the clutches out in the transmission, and now they have problems.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, you've washed the clutches out because they haven't changed their fluid.
In a really long time, in 100,000 miles.
Or at all.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's the difference. So if we look at the fluid, you know, if it's got a little bit of a red, pinkish tint to it, we'll do it.
So we have a Christian worldview here at KNKT.
Right.
And a lot of people might think this car thing that we talk about periodically is not real spiritual, but I happen to think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the most difficult things you can face is when your car can't get you to work.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's really a critical thing. It's critical for health. It's all these different things. And, yes, it's not real spiritual, but it's always interesting to listen to your commercials because – you liken the maintenance to your car to the same maintenance that we ought to have in our own lives spiritually,
John. Oh, yeah. I mean, we've talked about that before, you know, in the past where we've talked about, you know, you essentially need in your life a blood transfusion. You need to take your blood out that you were born with and you need the blood of Christ. That's the only way you're going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same, it's kind of, you know, and we've always, you know, made those parallels, you know, where we say, you know, it's the same thing. You have to have new blood in you, new oil, stuff like that. So we've always drawn those lines, you know, with car maintenance and stuff like that. You know, it's like, you know, because, even in marriages, you know, you don't let your marriage, you don't take your marriage with no maintenance. Okay.
Yeah, they don't run on autopilot.
Exactly. Either. You know, and it's the same thing. You know, and you know, I know this gets comical, but I used to say, you know, my wife would say, you know, hey, you know, let's go to this wedding seminar or marriage seminar or something like that. And I would, and my saying was, if it ain't broke, don't seminar it. You know, and in reality, she was right. I was wrong. And we started going to, you know, like Weekend to Remember. We've been there a couple of times. We've done different things like this. I actually even helped create a marriage class here at church. And, you know, you find out maintenance is needed.
Maintenance is absolutely needed.
Yeah.
What about things that people are selling? you know, like the latest gadget. I heard that if you have a diesel vehicle, you can buy a chip that you install, and you're going to go from getting 12 miles to the gallon to getting 22.
Well, there's some truth to it, and there's also some hidden, you know, agenda type deal. So anyway, if I put a chip and I reprogram my computer in my diesel truck, okay, and they have some preset programs, you put it in there, yes, you can get more power, but you use more fuel. Using more fuel, on the newer diesels, you have particulating filters in there. They get clogged up more. The heat sensors, they take more wear and tear. And so, you know, you start, you know, going away from, you know, the original manufacturer's design. And yes, you'll have problems down the road. That's just how it is. You use more fuel. Okay, so you're not really getting that kind of fuel mileage, but then they got a set program. They go, oh, this is for economy if you want good fuel miles, okay? But then all of a sudden you feel like you have a little bit less horsepower. So what do? You stick your foot in it more to get more power out of it. Now you're using the fuel again.
So there's really not, I mean, a secret magic.
It's not, it depends what you're going for, you know? I mean, for instance, if I'm going for towing purposes and I need that extra power, yeah, I put a chip in it.
Yeah.
You know, but you just got to be careful on some of the things that it's going to, the problems it'll create.
Now, do people call you on the phone? And again, if you want to contact John Chitwood during the week, you can call him at Southern Boulevard Automotive, 505-892-2300. He can also be reached by email at SB for Southern Boulevard Auto. So SBauto at cable1.net.
Correct.
And can people reach out to you and ask you questions like that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, and I do. I mean, they'll ask me about anywhere from, you know, engine rebuilds, transmissions, brakes, leaks, you name it, windshields, everything. I mean, there's nothing that, you know, we don't answer or try to help them, point them in the right direction.
Call us this afternoon if you're interested in getting an answer about a possible repair you may need to your vehicle, 505-338-5790. John is going to be appearing with us here on the show pretty frequently. We're going to be scheduling him on Fridays about every 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll let you know over the air here at KNKT that John will be with us. We're going to be back with more with John Chitwood right after these messages. Stay with us here on KNKT.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
EJ and I, we had two properties, and the mortgages were killing us, so we were looking for a realtor that was a believer.
Had great references and had a great selling history.
Our pastor referred us to Dom Garcia. We prayed to God that we would not only sell the property, but sell it quickly.
And in 2 weeks, the house was sold. Dom gave us great ideas on how to prepare the properties for selling.
When we signed the listing agreement, we prayed over it with Dom.
Selling experience was just marvelous.
Dom stepped in and got it done.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question and answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us in the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive in studio with me this afternoon. Thank you for listening, and John, thanks for being here.
No, thank you.
It's always great to see how you're doing. You're talking about a missions trip that you're about to go on. And where are you headed?
To Jordan. To Jordan. We'll be going over there for 2 weeks.
So in addition to repairing everybody's cars, you're teaching Bible studies. And when do you get time to see your lovely wife?
What's that? Every night. Every night.
Every night.
or she'll come to the Bible studies with us.
Oh, good. Good, good. Hey, we talked about regular maintenance, and I know this as a retired former banker. I was always trying to get people to keep financial records. Now, there's all kinds of fancy things that kids use now, and I say kids, I don't really mean that. I mean maybe millennials.
Yeah.
They're using Mint and some other tracking software to kind of make sure every check is recorded or every transaction. Not many people use checks now. They're using debit cards and things. But I bring this up because shouldn't we keep a physical record of the maintenance we're doing on our cars?
We should. I mean, there's a couple different reasons. One, just so you know, when was the last time? Okay. Now, we do at the shop, you know, I mean, I've had people where, I mean, I've seen them just toss the receipt, which, and that's fine and dandy, I mean, for them. And I've always told them, though, I said, you know, I mean, I keep records all the way back to 1998. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, I have everything on computer file. I said, you know, if you misplace something, I have it. You have a question, just call. But if you're selling a car, okay, and I've had people come in and say this to me, and they'll go, hey, John, I just bought this car. And they'll bring a big old folder and lay it down. They go, I have all the maintenance records. And they're beaming because they know how well this car was either taken care of or they'll come in and say, can you look at this car before I buy it? And then I'll, open the oil cap or something like that. And I'll look down inside the motor. I'm like, you don't want this car.
Don't want this
car. This car was not maintained, you know, or whatever. But when you have those maintenance records, you know, one, if you want to sell your car, it's a lot easier to.
Sure.
Okay. And you have a selling point, you know, where it's actually high. Like, look, no, I kept up all the maintenance. Unless you've never kept up all the maintenance, and don't worry about it.
Right. But it's going to be more difficult to sell that
vehicle. Of course. Of course.
And
always.
Things have changed a lot in the last 20 years. I remember when we used to have cars that were getting close to 100,000 miles, everybody would say, oh, you better sell that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the car I drive now has got 226,000 mm-hmm. miles on it. Runs like it's brand new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that because there's more quality in the way they're built?
Yes, I mean, that aluminum had a lot to do with it. You know, aluminum actually wore a lot, you know, slower than the actual, you know, the carbon steels that they were using. And even from the quality and, the material of the piston rings, whatever it may be. You know, and I was the same way when I grew up. My dad would say, you know, 100,000 miles, it's done. It's mm-hmm. done. And my son right now, you know, he has a car that has, you know, 300,000 on it. Mm. You know, and I know a couple guys here from church, specifically one who has a 500,000.
Wow.
You know, and his is not that old, but he travels all over the place.
Gotcha.
You know, so, but he, just like my son and everybody that I know that does this with the super high miles, they keep up maintenance.
Sure.
They didn't let it go to where the oil broke down the metal. You know, they kept it lubricated. They kept, you know, they had a coolant leak, they fixed it right away. They watched their gauges. They watched the check engine light. They, you know, if they had a problem, they fixed it, you know. And that's obviously, you know, the key to longevity of a car is if it needs something, you fix it.
Are the technologies in lubricants like oil that much more sophisticated than they were 10, 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Because now, you know how we used to use words, okay, synthetic or conventional oil. Now, the mainstream of conventional oil is half synthetic.
Well, and I'm hearing people advertise that they're making oil now out of natural gas and that it's much more pure. And I mean, the technology sales never seem to end.
Yeah. You know, and it's just like metals and everything else. I mean, you know, I had a friend that used to be right beside our shop. He had a motorcycle shop and he's passed away now, but he worked for his brother is Bobby Johnson at Bobby J's Yamaha. Mm-hmm. And him and I were talking about metals and the way bikes are designed. They go, oh, no. Because they had the mufflers all of a sudden come out from under the seat. And I said, well, that's kind of wild that they actually figured that out. He goes, no, they've had that technology for years, but they don't want to sell themselves out of the market design themselves out of the market so quick.
Right.
It's always piece at a time. So this technology with oil has been around a long time.
Yeah, and it
it really works effectively in a hot climate like we have here in the summer.
Yes.
I've of course driven from Albuquerque to San Diego a number of times. Mm-hmm. You go up through Flag and then drop down into Phoenix, and the temperature gauge.
Yeah.
Well, you can see your thermometer on the outside going up to 110, 115. Mm-hmm. So those fluids really do have a big job.
Yes, they do. And the antifreeze in your car, I mean, that's a big thing, you know. And I understand, you know, in the summertime, you know, I've seen people, you know, have coolant leaks, and they'll sit there and fix the leak and just put water in. Well, you better stay on top of that, because as soon as it gets cold, you're not going to be happy.
Well, you know? And I've also seen people have problems when they just pour pure radiator or
antifreeze. Yes, it has to be that 50-50 mix minimum. And there are some Ford Mustangs out there that actually had the 5.0 liters in them that actually had to take a 60-40 mix or they would overheat.
Right.
You know, but you can't use pure antifreeze and expect it to actually do the same job as it would with the water.
John Chitwood in studio this afternoon with us here on ABQ Connect. He owns Southern Boulevard Automotive in Albuquerque. You've heard him advertising.
Rio Rancho.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Rio
Albuquerque?
Rancho, yeah.
Rio Rancho. Sorry about that. His address is actually 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast in Rio Rancho. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Been in Albuquerque a long time. I actually don't even live in Albuquerque now. I live in Corrales. So sorry, Rio Rancho. Rio Rancho, what a great community. I know you've been up there since there wasn't much surrounding your store.
Now you're dating me. You know, I can remember being able to go to the gym and look straight across at the shop while working out in the morning. Now there's so much there, you can't see anything.
Yeah, they've really developed all way up to Unser. I mean, you got the big movie theaters and big shopping centers and everything. So what a great community, though. Nice place for people to live. Let me ask you, John. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break.
Okay.
I got a couple questions for you when we come back. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect. More with John Chitwood coming up.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal. And remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Let's start this hotspot with a word from Skip Heitzik about temptation.
There's lots of pretty things in this world that'll hurt you.
That'll hurt you.
They look good.
They look good.
They seem good. They feel good. But they're not necessarily good.
Hotspot. Fighting temptation starts with trust.
Trust.
As Skip says,
God knows what you need. He knows your needs. He also knows your greeds. And he's promised to meet your needs, not your greeds.
Get more teachings from Skip at connectwithskip.com. Satan dangles a lot of things in front of us, but don't believe the hype.
He'll dangle before you the immediate. He'll keep from you the ultimate.
Listen to Skip on the go. Download the Connect with Skip Heitzik app on your mobile device. Remember, when you fail, still run to God.
The King of Kings, our King, is in the business of taking broken lives and putting them back together. And he does so by a covering, by sending his son to die on a cross to crush the head of Satan.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect this afternoon. John Chitwood in studio with me, and he is the expert on car mechanics, the owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Their number is 505-892-2300. If you're listening this afternoon and you'd like to ask John about a problem going on with your car, please feel free to call us at 505-338-5790. John, we just were talking off air, and you came up with a great idea, so we're gonna kind of go with that. Okay. I want to know How does someone that doesn't have a lot of experience learn how to change a flat tire on their car?
Basically, they have to be taught. Okay. And this is like what we were talking about, you know, what I think we should do as a church, you know, or mm-hmm. as a community.
Right.
You know, like pick a Saturday and out here in the church parking lot, we will actually have a maintenance check, tire changing classes and stuff like this where we can show, you know, anybody, you know, how to do it. Now, it's interesting. In our generation, it was required for you to know how to change a tire. It was just, and it wasn't one of those things that wasn't law, but it was law in our household.
Sure.
You know, my sister, she had to know how to change a tire before Dad would let her drive a car.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I know a lot of parents that are still like that. It says you have to know, you know, you don't want to get just out there stranded and just throw up your hands and say, oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, you know, you got to be able to do this. So if you understand how it works, what to look for, you know, checking your oil, changing a tire, whatever it may be, you know, we should actually have that out here in the parking lot, like one Saturday morning.
Well, I am going to pursue for our listeners doing exactly what you're talking about. You volunteered some technicians
right.
to instruct us. Maybe we take 2 hours on a Saturday morning.
Or even more, whatever we need.
Okay.
Right.
And have people come by and, you know, drive into the parking lot. We show them how to check their fluids. You instruct them on changing a tire. And I'm a guilty dad in that I taught my daughters. I have five children.
Okay.
And I taught my daughters and my sons how to change a tire. But as I look back on it, I did most of the work. I showed them how to do it.
Right.
And one of the things I've learned over the years teaching people about using computers now, mm-hmm. you can't show people how to work a computer. You need to let them do it.
Correct.
And this is really the same thing with changing tires and checking fluids. They need to know how to look on YouTube because they can get some instruction there as well. But you also get some bad instruction on YouTube, too.
I've seen that, too.
Warn us about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had, you know, like someone will come in and say, well, look, it only took 10 minutes on YouTube.
Right.
You know, I'm like, yeah, but they've jumped over the hours it took to get apart, you know, everything else to do it. And I've seen other people say, oh, just do this. And they've led people down the wrong road. Either way from, you know, hey, my engine's ticking and I put this additive in there. You know, and it's not recommended to drive with that additive, but yet they did it and, you know, they had more problems down the road. We've seen other people, you know, bring a bag of parts in and says, well, YouTube says I need this.
Right.
I mean, you know, and to me, it's just, you know, befuddles me, you know, because I'm like, you know, how do you know? And then when you put the parts on, it doesn't take care of the problem. Then you're in trouble.
Well, you bring up another subject about cars that are like flex fuel,
which
they use, fuel that is primarily ethanol.
Yes, but flex fuel is also, a point where they actually variable pressure.
Okay.
As well. You know, the flex fuels you're talking about, like the, what is it? I'm drawing a blank here. I'm sorry.
They're using additives in the fuel that are not oil based.
Correct.
They're like, grain alcohol.
Exactly. Yeah. But if your car is not designed for that.
Yeah. Then you have an issue.
You're going to have more than an issue. Okay. Which we've seen that. We've actually had the people come in and we've had to drain the tanks. We've seen, you know, injectors taken out. We've seen a bunch of different things like this. So, you know, you have to be careful what you're doing with that or someone on YouTube says, oh, you can, you know, is this helps, you know, oh, you can do this, you can do that. And it's like, well, if you really don't understand what you're doing, you can hurt stuff, you know.
And John, you answer these questions if people call you. They're getting ready to use a certain kind of fuel.
Oh, yeah.
They want to check that out. They can call Southern Boulevard Automotive, 505-892-2300. You guys are encyclopedias, and you tell them everything about car repair.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of Cody, Tom, myself, you can ask any of us, and we'll tell you exactly what's going on.
They can also access manuals to cars.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed a lot of people don't have manuals, but almost every one of them is available online now.
Oh, yeah. If you go, you know, as a PDF file, you can download them anywhere.
What are the dangers of overfilling your motor with too much oil?
Okay. What ends up happening? Let's say you know, because the manufacturer has a certain depth of oil that goes inside your oil pan. If it gets too high, the crankshaft will actually hit it. When the crankshaft hits it, the oil will start to foam because you're churning it up. When it starts to foam is what? air.
Air, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you pull that foam into your, into the oil pickup tube. And now you're actually trying to lubricate your oil with what?
Air.
So, and it'll blow
so
the motor.
The oil lines do not work well.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it sucks up the foam, and the foam is air, and you will actually, I've seen many times people have actually blown their engines like that.
What great information.
Yeah. And also too much oil can cause oil leaks as well.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be back more with John Chitwood right after these messages. Stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
Ah, summer. Time to hit the open road and explore the boundless beauty this country has to offer. And, of course, your kids in the backseat arguing over whether you can lick your own elbow. Traffic hasn't moved in 48 minutes, and every time you roll down the window, more mosquitoes invade the car. Fortunately, a McDonald's is never far away, where you can get a fresh beef quarter pounder. The easier way to enjoy summer. At participating U.S. McDonald's, excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
People have always been tempted to envy, going all the way back to the story of Cain and Abel. But social media seems to be driving envy to new levels. A recent survey found that what today is often called the fear of missing out is prompting people to spend in an effort to keep up with the lifestyles and experiences they see on their friends' social media feeds. It's so easy to be lured into spending beyond our means. We see an acquaintance on social media enjoying a Caribbean vacation or perhaps dinner out at a nice restaurant, and we want those experiences too. But don't be taken in by the pictures. Live your own life and ask the Lord to help you cultivate the virtue of contentment.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept, and there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect this afternoon. John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive in studio with me. You can reach Southern Boulevard Automotive at 505-892-2300. If any of these questions after the show's over, if you want to call Southern Boulevard Automotive, they will help you. They've designed their business to make people available to answer questions. Obviously, there are certain things they may have to look at to diagnose, but John, we're talking about some simple things like filling up your power steering fluid or filling up your brake fluid. And correct. A lot of those fluids are not necessarily they're named a specific thing because they have a specific purpose.
Yeah, and some of them are not compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like we had talked, you know, your brake fluid, .3, .4, no problem. .5 is synthetic.
Now, what you got to explain .1 and .2 and all that.
What it is actually the chemical makeup of it. Okay. And one will dissipate.
And that'll say it right on the can.
Exactly. Okay. It'll say this DOT3, DOT4, or DOT5.
And before we use any of these fluids, where do we look to make sure it's right?
Go to your manual. Go to your owner's manual. Do not trust the counter guy at a parts store to hand you what he thinks you need. Do not do that. I've had to flush systems out. For instance, you do not put regular power steering fluid in a Honda or an Acura. They have their own specific fluid for their design of their pumps, their rack and pinions, and everything else. They're designed for it. Do not mix them. But I've had many people come in and they've got transmission fluid in it, which is a hydraulic fluid like we had spoken about, you know. So, you know, putting power steering fluid and transmission fluid and intermixing them is not bad unless you have a Honda product.
Right.
Okay. And it'll say right on there, Honda fluid only. And they mean that. Now, granted, there are some transmission fluids out there. You do have to, you can't mix either. Like Toyota's world standard. You cannot mix that. Okay. Or some of the, new transmissions that came out, the, I hate it when I draw a blank on the radio. Constant velocity, the CVT transmissions, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's constant velocity transmission, but they abbreviate it CVT.
Right.
You can only use CVT transmission fluid.
So you can't just go down to
no.
Any auto parts store. You can't go into Walmart auto section and pull out any
not just any
transmission fluid.
It has to be for your vehicle. I mean, it may look the same. It may smell the same, but it's not the same.
So if I bought a used vehicle, it's 10 years old, didn't come with a manual, how do I know what fluids to put into it?
Again, like you said, you can go online and download those manuals easily.
Yes.
Easily.
Just enter in the,
yep.
the year and make.
Exactly.
And when you open up the driver's side, there's mm-hmm. a sticker right inside on the door jamb.
Right. And the only real information it's going to give you on that is tire size and inflation.
Okay. But again, that's an interesting thing.
Exactly.
It tells you how much to inflate your tire.
Exactly. And also, when I've had people come to me like that, you know, oh no, I'm pretty sure this is what the tire size the vehicle came with. Well, let's look at the door. And you see, no, it's not. This is why your speedometer's off.
Right. And, that's why you've got four tickets.
Exactly.
And you owe the city of Rio Rancho some money.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, the city of Rio Rancho is, pretty tricky with all their little monitoring vehicles
yeah.
all over the roads.
Yeah.
I know Albuquerque at some point had some things in intersections, but they kind of got rid of all of that.
Right, the cameras.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And our poor Albuquerque Police Department, they're fighting every day to stay ahead of everything. They're doing a yep. great job, have upped their numbers considerably.
Yeah.
So we congratulate them, and I know the state police came in and helped out quite a bit. So. Again, Rio Rancho, Southern Boulevard Automotive, 892-2300, area code 505. John Chitwood has been the owner for how many years now?
This is my 25th year.
25th year. Well, I've been in Albuquerque my whole life, and I can tell you that we used to go to Uncle Cliff's, which is now just known as Cliff's
right.
Amusement Park,
right.
and it was at the end of San Mateo there, and it was literally the northern border.
Yes.
There was dirt
right.
North. From there all the way out to the Sandia Indian Reservation. There
right.
was nothing out there.
Well, that's why they called in the movie theater that is right there by...
The Far North.
The Far North Theater.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, in fact, we used to have church services in the
exactly.
Far North area.
Exactly right. That's what I was about to say.
But it doesn't exist anymore.
No,
the Far
no,
North is
exactly.
now just a grocery store or something
exactly.
over there. So, yeah. Well, I hate to date myself, but... Yeah, that was true. We used to ride motorcycles.
Yeah.
At what we called the dam in Albuquerque. It was a big, ponding area for runoff, and it was out a little bit north of the Albuquerque Academy, but
mm-hmm.
I could never tell you exactly where it is because it's all been developed
right.
now.
Right.
But we used to have so much fun riding our motorcycles all over the dirt out there.
Yep.
And people in Rio Rancho do that same thing. They come out past your store.
Oh, yeah.
All the way west on Southern Boulevard. And boy, there's a ton of motorcycles
oh,
out
yeah.
there at the end.
Yeah, the Rio Parco.
Yeah.
But even that's grown up too.
Yeah.
Even that has grown up too. I used to go out there to several tracks that used to have out there. Now you got to go all the way out if you want to really get some good riding in.
Yeah, that's a good 8-10 miles
oh,
past
yeah.
your store now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And
easy.
It didn't used to be, I think Unser used to be, again, dating ourselves, but
mm-hmm.
our Albuquerque Rio Rancho Metro has really
right.
grown exponentially.
Oh yeah. I can remember when Unser was two lanes.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk now about fuel filters.
Okay.
And the only reason I ask you about this is I had a vehicle that I recently sold. It was a 96 Jeep Cherokee, and I had to replace the fuel filter on
right.
it fairly frequently, about once a year,
right.
once every 18 months. Otherwise, I'd have major problems get stuck in the middle of nowhere. But you mentioned that most of the vehicles today don't have that type of fuel filter.
No, it's a straining system that they've actually developed inside the fuel tank. Which is very interesting because of all the debris that's going through there, the tolerances aren't as fine as they used to be.
Okay.
Okay. The fuel injectors were just so, the tolerances were just so where it would actually, the slightest little thing to go through would clog them up. Now with the straining system, they're actually able to take more microns out of there and, you know, actually, you know, pull up the fuel. So you don't need a fuel filter anymore.
Gotcha.
And they don't have them. They're all found in the tank. One of the first people to do this was actually Honda.
Okay.
You know, Honda started doing this where all of a sudden someone was looking for the fuel filter and they go, I can't find it. I'd tell them, you know, you don't have one. It's all in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, but my book says I do. I understand that. It's in the tank, but you don't need it. And you take it out and it's clean.
Yeah. John Chitwood in studio here with Jim Williams on ABQ Connect this afternoon. We're glad you're joining us. We hope you stay with us through these messages. We'll be back with more from John right after these messages.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and He is only a breath away. Please call out to Him.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Andrew gets us back on the air with such timeliness and precision. Wow, Andrew, what a good job. Thanks for your help this afternoon. Welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with you from the Power Ford Studios. Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. John Chitwood works on plenty of Fords. And keeps them running in tip-top shape. So, John Chitwood, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're talking a little bit more about how serious it could be if you took a petroleum-based product and you use power steering fluid
as
an example, and you put that in your brake fluid receptacle.
By accident.
By accident.
Okay. We've had that. We've had that many times. And like we were saying, if you put a petroleum-based fluid in your brake fluid, okay, and let's say you catch yourself and you've put it in there, but you haven't driven the car. In other words, you've not touched that brake pedal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 99 times out of 100, you can suck that fluid out, rinse it out, you know, with some good fresh brake fluid, you're fine, okay? If you drive it, and you're hitting that brake pedal, and it's mixing that petroleum-based, what's going to end up happening is that petroleum-based will actually start swelling any rubber part in the brake system. And it'll eventually either, the brakes will fail as far as the, you know, the brake pedal go to the floor, you're not going to have brakes, or it'll seize up where the brakes will lock up and won't release anymore. So the repair, when people put petroleum-based fluid inside your brake fluid, is to replace any and every part that is rubber. In other words, master cylinders, calipers, brake hoses, whatever has an O-ring in it that's made out of any kind of rubber, neoprene, whatever, has to be replaced.
Yeah. Well, and again, just make a simple phone call. Call Southern Boulevard Automotive if you're thinking you're brake fluid is low or you see something like that, give them a call. Find out exactly what type you have. If you have a Honda vehicle, it may be different than if you have a Ford vehicle.
And again, you know, like we were talking about, you know, the .3, .4, .5. .5 is a silicone-based brake fluid, you don't mix it with the other, you know. So there's different things like that, like we were talking about.
Yeah. Hey, I want to encourage you to call into ABQ Connect this afternoon to talk to John Chitwood, 505-338-5790. And for the first person that calls in this afternoon, I'm going to give you a book. It's called Confident Moms, Confident Daughters by Maria Furlow. Neat book, great encouragement. And if you're interested in winning a nice book, we'll have it here for you at the Calvary of Albuquerque campus at your convenience. So if you want to give John Chitwood a call and ask a question about your car, we have a nice book for you. I think there's a lot of women that listen to the show because they want to be able to master, you know, working on at least the basic things. And your idea about having this little free check and instruction mm-hmm. on changing tires and simple things would be really neat to do, John. That was a great idea.
Well, you know, you need to know. You need to know. I mean, everybody who drives a car needs to know. You know, I've talked to many, 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 many teenagers who have not a clue on how to check any of their fluids. And what happens when they're out and about? I can remember a young man coming home one night, and he told me that he says, my oil light came on. He says, so I got home as fast as I could. I go, what do you mean you got home as fast as you go? Where were you? And he says, you know, I was at the high school. You drove all that way with your oil light on. He was like, you know, but it didn't dawn on him, you know, that that was detrimental, that it was going to blow the engine.
Right.
Didn't know. So these are things that need to be taught, you know, and how important that, you know, if you've got a problem, if that check engine light's flashing, it means stop driving the car. You're damaging the catalytic converter.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I mean, and then the catalytic converter, that can be, you know, over $1,000 in some places.
Mm.
So it just depends, you know. So if you don't know what, you know, the warning lights on your car mean, it can be detrimental to, you know, to the car itself.
And they can stop and
yeah.
they can call you guys.
Exactly.
Southern
Anytime.
Yeah. 505-892-2300 is the number to Southern Boulevard Automotive. They are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And if you have a question this afternoon and you'd like to talk to John, give us a call at 505-338-5790 at the KMKT call-in line. Andrew will answer the phone and be really nice to you. And you could even win a book. If you want to win a book this afternoon, give us a call. The book I'm giving away this afternoon is Confident Moms, Confident Daughters. It's by Maria Furlow. Book just came out here in the last couple weeks, and it's some good reading. So if you're interested in talking with John, give us a call. We're going to be back with more on KMKT and John Chitwood right after these messages.
Since 1982, Old Mill Farm and Ranch Supply has provided Valencia County services and products for animals and their owners. Along with organic feed and seed, Old Mill has propane tanks, Western Ware, and more. This weekend, Old Mill will be participating in the No Tax Weekend, August 3rd and 4th, for clothes and boots for back to school. Family owned and operated with a friendly staff. On Highway 314 in Los Chavez and in Rio Communities. Check our Facebook for deals and new arrivals. Old Mill Farm and Ranch Supply.
If you believe God has called you to lead worship in any musical capacity, we want to see you at our next Battle Drums auditions on August 31st. Battle Drums Worship Ministry is looking for gifted musicians and vocalists who are interested in serving the Lord through their musical giftings and joining the worship community at Calvary Church for all our Calvary campuses. Please go to battledrumsmusic.com for more information and apply now. That's battledrumsmusic.com. The last day to register is August 24th. We hope to see you there.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
Because of God's grace, there's tremendous hope even in failure. God has a proven track record of reaching out to forgive and restore His stumbling servants. We all make mistakes, we all sin. But Proverbs 24:16 says there's two kinds of responses to that. There are those that fall and stay down, and there are those that fall and get up. In His mercy and grace, God is able to make us stand up and to dust us off, to move us forward into His productive and fruitful plan for our lives. God wants your life to count. He wants you to make a difference in the world. So if your focus is on yesterday's failures, well, then it's time to get a biblical perspective. Acknowledge your sin, accept God's forgiveness, get back up, and keep walking toward God's fruitful plan for your life.
There is more Bible teaching from Pastor Mike Fabares available on Focal Point, weekdays on your station, or go online to focalpointradio.org.
KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Hello and welcome back to ABQ Connect this afternoon. John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive in studio. And John, I have a person on the phone, Oliver, that is a person after your own heart. He drives a Nissan Xterra. Hi,
good,
Oliver.
Good man, Oliver.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I listen to the show all the time, so thank you for all the information.
But no problem.
I know it's a little off the topic today, but I put a starter in my Nissan Xterra because it wouldn't start up. So I bought one, and then it started, and it worked for about a week and a half, and then it gave out. So I thought maybe because it was a rebuilt part from Rady's, it could have been a downfall. So they gave me another one, and I put it in. And it lasted a little bit longer. That's the funny thing, like 2 weeks, and then it gave out again. And they gave me another one, but I don't know. It's got to be something other than the starter at this point. And I was just wanted your professional opinion, so please.
Sure. I mean, you know, one of the things that ends up happening, and I've seen people do this before, when you're replacing the starter, before you replace it, when it's actually not starting, okay, the voltage at the battery itself needs to be checked, okay? Because you could actually just be interrupting something like, you know, a connection, you know, from the battery to the starter itself. Do you have, you know, access to like a digital voltmeter at all?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay,
I do
good.
Refrigeration for a living, oh, so
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I have a bunch of meters.
Okay, good. You know, so get out the, you know, your digital voltmeter, okay, and you're going to need someone to give you a hand with this, but check the voltage right at the starter, okay? Are you with me on that?
The wire that goes, that plugs into the main harness that goes back to the positive, correct, sir?
Correct. From the battery, you know, the battery cable from the battery to the starter itself, okay? And what you want to do is you want to, you know, put your lead on there and see exactly what that battery voltage is. And obviously it's going to be like 12.5, 12.3 or something like that, you know, 12 volts, you know, 12.3 volts. Then while you're still testing that, have someone try and start it, okay? And see what that voltage drops to. If it drops to like 5-6 volts or something like that, that means you have a problem in that battery cable or the connection, that you're not getting the proper voltage down to the starter. And if you have too much resistance in that cable, you can actually burn up that starter. Are you with me on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And, okay, here's your second test. Okay, so now reverse and put your, you know, your meter lead onto the positive post of the battery, and then go down to the starter and just put the other, the ground lead onto the body part of the starter itself and see what your voltage is there. So you should have 12 volts, okay? Because now you're testing the ground side, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Again, have someone start it while it's not starting, you know, have them crank it over. If that voltage disappears, that means you have a bad ground. And that can burn up a starter as well.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much, Tip. I appreciate it so much. If I do, for some reason or whatever, I'll schedule an appointment with you all to get it looked at by your professionals.
Yeah, that's not a problem. But, I mean, anytime, just bring it by. It's a very fast test. I mean, it doesn't take much time. I mean, you know, if you get it back restarted or whatever, if you want to come by, I'd be more than happy to test it for you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for answering my question.
Thanks, Oliver. You have a good
Oliver,
day, buddy.
Appreciate the call, and we'll have this book available. Did Andrew tell you how you can pick it up?
I'm at the Calvary, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So he'll have it for you up at the front desk whenever you come by. Appreciate your call this afternoon. Thank you, Oliver.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
What's funny is how easy you make all these tests. And Oliver's the guy to be able to do
this
because he has the voltmeters and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm interested in that. In this particular case, you could have a damaged cable, ground or positive, and that could be harming the conduction of electricity.
Exactly. And all you're doing, and the starter's drawing too many amps against the resistance in that cable, and it burns up.
Gotcha. And it would actually burn up the motors?
Oh, yeah, because it just superheats it.
Right.
Well, what it's trying to is pulling too much resistance in there, and then, resistance, you need flow.
Well, you exterior drivers are always driving on all that four-wheel drive terrain, too, right? Big rocks and trees and why?
Because we can.
Because you can. Amen to that. Yeah, I can remember years and years ago when I was playing basketball at the University of New Mexico, I had some of my teammates that had never been in a four-wheel drive car. And so right across the street from the pit, just on the north side, there were – Stadium Boulevard didn't even have curbs back in those days. And we would just drive this four-wheel drive up the hill. And the first time I did this, I thought these three guys I was with, three guys over 6'8", they were going to have a heart attack because they never had that experience. And it was so funny because they would immediately, as practice was over, they would say, hey, I want to take your vehicle. And they would go and they would play on those hills because four-wheel drives are so powerful.
Right.
And going up and down and you don't get stuck. And it was kind of a fun thing to watch those guys having a great time.
That's cool.
And a lot of places in New Mexico, obviously. We live in a great state four-wheel driving and doing all beautiful things to see and do.
Yep.
And, yeah, we are fortunate to be New Mexicans.
Yeah.
Amen
Agreed.
To that. Hey, I really appreciate Oliver's call, and we're going to be back with one more segment with John Chitwood right after these messages. Stay with us here on KNKT.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. In the New Testament, Jesus says to be holy as he is holy. Now, there was a time I thought that sounded stuffy and religious, even a little grim and demanding. Holiness sounded like a drudgery, like a very hard duty. But Thomas Watson says that holiness is, quote, heaven begun in the soul. And now, years later, I sure do agree. The joy of heaven fills my heart when I obey, when I strive to be holy. And so now, as I've gotten older in Christ, I can honestly say that the servant of God who resists sin and strives to obey Jesus, that servant is more courageous, more kind, more dignified, more ennobled, and more holy. In other words, that servant is more like Jesus. So, friend, don't let your sin tear you down. Don't let it demean you. Be a follower of Jesus who pursues holiness. And in so doing, you're going to find real happiness.
A Harvest America Moment with Pastor Greg Laurie.
Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness. We don't hear a lot about meekness today. It's not celebrated, but it's really important. And God says you can be blessed if you're a meek person. By the way, it's not the same to be weak and meek. Let's say you're a professional boxer. Someone is harassing you and you don't hit them back, though you could hit them back. And if you did hit them back, they may not get up from it. That's meekness. It means power under constraint. And here's something you need to know. A happy person will be a meek person.
Impact your world with the gospel by knowing God and making Him known. Connect with Pastor Greg Laurie and sign up to receive his free daily devotion emails. To get started, visit harvest.org today.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. This afternoon, John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive talking about some great things today, John. I appreciate our caller and, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the territoriality is not the correct word, but people are territorial about the types of vehicles. Like I know Dodge guys and Ford people and Chevy people, Jeep people.
Right.
We were just talking about Hummers and my friends that like to drive Jeeps, they would stick stickers on their vehicles that said something like a Hummer rescue vehicle. Do you experience that a lot still?
Oh,
is that culture still around?
Yes and no. Okay. It isn't so much anymore because when I was growing up, you know, you were either a Ford guy or a Chevy guy. You know, I mean, that was the two main ones. And then we had the Dodge guys come in, you know, a little bit later. You know, but we didn't see that prominent where I grew up in Mountain Air. And
four-wheel drive country
all the time. And, so, and everybody would brag on their vehicle. But what I found out was you are a Chevy guy or a Ford guy. Because that's what you owned.
That's it.
You know, I mean, you were stuck with it, so you had to have that pride in the vehicle.
Sure.
And it's the same thing kind of today. You know, you'll see someone say, you know, hey, I like my Honda or I like my Toyota or whatever. And that's, you know, oh, those are no good. And you know what? The prejudice is like, you know, it's unwarranted, but at the same time, there's good and bad in all vehicles, no matter who you are and what you drive.
Sure. Well, I tell you a couple vehicles I've seen over the years, the Studebakers. Not many of those running around anymore.
Yeah, I didn't know they made those.
Or the Corvairs, you know, those kind of vehicles. And the one that I always thought was the worst were those AMCs.
Oh, the which ones? I mean, because AMC was around for a long time because Jeep was an AMC.
Was it?
It's an AMC product, American Motors.
Right. And now it's manufactured by Chrysler.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly right. You know, it's interesting, you know, I would say the only prejudice that you really have out there, you ever see that where, you know, and I know everybody has seen this, you see motorcycle, riders go down the road and they always drop the hand and wave, right?
Right.
Yeah. You always see motorcycles, they wave at each other. They don't know who you are, just, you know, hey, you know, you're waving at you. You know who else does that for vehicles is Jeeps.
Is Jeeps?
Jeep people. I mean, cause I own a Jeep.
Yeah.
And I have people wave at me all the time if they're in another Jeep.
Now, are you going to be considered a traitor because you also have a Nissan Xterra?
Oh, no. I fix them all. No. And it's funny because Daniel Aragon here at the church, the bookstore manager, he has a four-door Jeep. And I just give him a hard time. You know, I always tell him, I said, that's not a Jeep. It's got four doors. You only gotta have two to have a Jeep.
To be an official Jeep, it has to have four.
And have official Jeep, you can't have air conditioning.
I'll tell you what, these Rubicons now are beautiful. I mean,
they are.
They climb anything. My daughter drives a Jeep Wrangler and just loves it. And it's as comfortable as any commuter car, but you can go climb up whatever you want.
I mean, you know, honestly, you know, the Wranglers, the Rubicons that you're talking about, nice vehicles. Nice vehicles.
Well, and as are Xterras, and Mitsubishi's got some nice four-wheel drives. SUVs are just, they've swept the whole country.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good safety records now.
They're getting better. They're getting a lot better. I mean, compared to when, you know, they had all the rollovers by the, you know, the Explorers and stuff like that. But no, now they're really, really coming around. They really are.
Yeah. Well, and they have a lot more room in them.
Yeah.
I'm pretty tall, good headroom.
Right.
And, I really like that. But I still like looking at some of these Dodge Challengers and these Mustangs and these Corvettes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they
Camaros.
are slick. Yeah. The Camaros.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Of course, none of us would ever break the speed limit, but we.
Oh, no.
We love looking at those vehicles. Those cars are going fast when they're standing still, when they're at the stoplight.
Yeah, they broke the speed limit already.
Yeah. Do you find, and I know this isn't a car mechanic question, but do you find that the police are more wary of those sporty cars? Do those folks get more tickets than
the
rest of us?
I would have to say yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you see the people that the police pull over? Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've seen some vehicles. I'm like, you know, oh, give the guy a break. Look what he's driving, you know.
Yeah.
And versus, you know, I mean, the other sport cars. But then at the same time, I mean, I've seen people get pulled over in Mustangs just for having the loud pipes.
Well, and we've mentioned a lot of the American sports cars, but then you've got the same thing with the Toyotas and Lexus and the Nissans and the Xfinities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the choices, and Southern Boulevard Automotive works on all these different vehicles.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Any limitations as to make or model?
No. I mean, you know, some of the older Mercedes we won't work on just because it's proprietary Mercedes, you know, but anything over, you know, like, you know, 96, 97, no problem.
No problem. Again, John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect, John. Really appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to have Dave Slade in studio tomorrow talking. He is a prophecy author, a prophetic novelist, to be exact. See you tomorrow.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.